right there. Fuck yeah, I can fit your tonsils on my cock.
Oh yeah, brush my balls too.
Oh, here, let me fuck your face again then. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. Oh, I never thought I'd get my dick sucked.
Hello and good morning, Fat Guy Loves Cake listeners. I am Joey Valentine, and it is way too late in the morning for me to be starting to do a podcast, but I didn't want you guys to think that I wasn't going to keep to my schedule. Come hell or high water, I will put a show out every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, just like I said, even if it's only for a few minutes, and this one is only going to be for a few minutes because, well, you know, maybe 10, 15, I don't know. It just depends on if I have anything to talk about or not. Right now, like, I just got done. I've been up all night, as always, working on a YouTube video, and this is one. This is the first one that I've put up since I got monetized, which means, you know, I mean, all my videos are now monetized, but this is the first one that I've put up as a fresh start with zero views since I've been monetized. And I had no idea that the process was going to be so grueling. It normally, when you know, with YouTube, you put a video up and it asks you, you know, do you want to restrict it? Does it have kids in it? You know, just like the really, really safe stuff. Like, if you know it's going to be something that people under 18 should not be looking at, you might as well go ahead and mark it that way, or it'll get taken down. And does it have kids in it? And if it does, you know, like, you better make damn sure that it's appropriate. And so that was the simple stuff in the beginning. And now, with it being monetized, because they're going to be playing ads either before or after or during, depending on the length of the video, the ads my videos have to be ad friendly. And, you know, of course, that's, to me, an ad friendly just doesn't seem to, you know, we're not simpatico. So I thought about it, like, well, you know, I've been really trying to, like, kiss YouTube's ass. I don't swear. Well, I don't use the F word anymore. I mean, I do use the F word a lot, but I beep it. I censor it. I always censor it. And I was like, okay, so, you know, because I'm trying to, like, not get my videos taken down. And the truth is, YouTube doesn't give a shit about anything about making money. And that means making the advertisers happy. And so I've been, when I watch videos now of people who I know are monetized, I pay attention a lot to what they do. If it's, there's two ways to make money on YouTube. One way is to be paid by YouTube based on the ad revenue that they can play during your videos. Or if your video is not monetized because you are sponsored, like, where people can just get away with saying whatever the fuck they want, because you have a sponsor. Sponsors pay much more. It's because you are going to read an ad in your video. You know, you're gonna give your intro, and for the first couple, and then after the first couple of minutes, you're gonna go, hey, you know what? Joey Valentine loves to play this cool new game on his phone called, you know, Butt Soldiers, and, you know, you can really stick it in someone's ass. And then people, you know, I'm getting thousands and thousands of views, so people are like, oh, Joey Valentine plays Butt Soldiers, and I'm going to play Butt Soldiers too. And that's the kind of, like, depending on the demographic you have, you know, if they're targeting, you know, teenagers and young adults, then they don't care what your content is. They'll sponsor you because they don't, you know, there's a lot of, and I see, like, this guy, Mr. Gigi, one of my favorite YouTube creators. And he's hilarious. And since the beginning, man, this guy's got, like, I don't know, 900,000 followers, subscribers. And since the beginning, man, back before he had all these subscribers, he's always been like, fuck, and said the C word, you know, the one that women don't like very much. And he never cared. And I realized the kind of sponsors that he was attracting with this kind of behavior. You know, it'd be things like, what's that stuff called? Is it CBD? You know, the sort of marijuana type related gummies that you can have, or like Monster energy type drinks, not actually Monster, but like the lesser known ones that are more in your face, more bold with their advertising campaigns. And I noticed that a lot of his sponsors are those types of things because of his content. And that's really cool because he hasn't sacrificed any of his integrity to do what he does. He says what he wants, even when he does their advertisements, when he's reading. It's pretty cool, though. He actually takes what they want him to read, and he'll turn it into, like, a rap song, or he'll turn it into a comedy skit, and he acts just like he normally does. And so there's dirty words, or there's dirty content, And that's fine because the advertisers know that the people who are tuning into him are absolutely 100% used to that. And so there's no worrying about like, oh, is this going to reflect on us? Because you know how advertisers are. They'll pull out of anything if they think that, you know, the viewers are going to be offended and you don't want to sponsor something. But no one is offended. I mean, he's not doing anything offensive unless you just don't like, you know, hearing dirty words or sex jokes. He's not doing anything that's criminal. But he gets, you know, every time that he makes a video and has a sponsor, he gets paid like 10 grand to read 45 seconds onto his video. And that's sick cheddar. You know, I mean, that's the dream. I don't honestly, and I mean this when I say it, and anyone who really knows me and how much of an egomaniac I am, money doesn't mean shit to me. Okay. It's just a perk. It's an absolute perk of doing something that I love to do, and that is entertain. And for me, the big picture in all of this is fame, and not to be like an arrogant, I'm so fucking cool and popular kind of person, not that kind of fame. I mean, like, I want people to really love what I do, and I want to genuinely know that people are laughing at the things I say and getting a good feeling. And so far, that's exactly the kind of reaction that I've gotten from the people who are my subscribers on the YouTube channel. I get a lot of feedback. I answer every comment, and like, no one on YouTube does that. And I'm sure that there's a point where you get so big on YouTube that you can't respond to every comment, you know, when you've got literally thousands on every video. But as for now, with my over 1,000 subscribers, I respond to everything. I take the time to like genuinely respond to them, and not with some kind of cut and paste bullshit like thanks or thanks for commenting. You know, like, I try and let them know that I really was paying attention to what they said. So, and they love that. That it keeps them coming back, and I've got this awesome following, and they couldn't be better people. They've been so supportive, and they support the channel, and my numbers on this podcast have gone through the roof compared to older numbers, and I got to think that it's from me telling the 3%, that's what I call the people on my YouTube channels, the 3%, because I'll tell you the story on that is, there's an old 1950s video that I found, and it talks, it's like a reel to reel, you know, like something you'd watch in school that's on a, you know, a projector. It's very grainy. It's very, you know, the guy, when he talks, he's like, "In America," you know, it's just terrible. And, it's obviously something that they watched in the 50s, and it's about mental retardation back when you could still say the word retard. Well, you couldn't, nobody ever said retard. I think that's the problem. That became the bad word when you used it like that. Cause it's one thing to be like, oh, he's retarded, you know, because that back when it was appropriate before it hit the ears wrong, you'd say, oh, what's wrong with him? Oh, he's retarded. But if you go, oh, what's wrong with him? Oh, he's a retard. You see, it's like such, it's the way you inflect your tone or the way you say it, it just comes off so wrong. And this video is talking about mental retardation. And actually, that is the proper way to say it. You know, you would say he's mentally retarded. It is a technical medical term. It was never a bad word. Same as midget. Well, midget probably wasn't a medical term, but mental retardation was. The word retard just means to be slow, to slow the process of something. Like if I was to retard something, I would be slowing it down. And that was the reference to someone's brain. Well, anyway, the video at the very beginning, close to the very beginning of it, it says, in America, 3% of all Americans are retarded. And it just stuck with me, and I put it into one of my videos, and then me and the subscribers started calling ourselves the 3%. Actually, we've been calling ourselves the 3%ers, but I found out that is actually the name of a very intense, hardcore alt-right group out of like Wisconsin or something. They're not very well known, but they've obviously already got the name. So I tell my subs, we're not the 3%ers, we are the 3%. And it's a tongue-in-cheek joke about how we are retarded people watching other retarded people do retarded things. And it's just, it's like a little club, and I love it. And everyone that comes onto my channel has the same twisted sense of humor, but all have good hearts. And I love that. And then for those of you that have come from the YouTube channel, if you're listening, I love you. And you are, you mean the world to me. Like, the only thing that I care about is the people that are watching. If I make money doing this, it's all going to go to two different things. One, to improve the quality of the videos, because I already make enough money to have everything I want. My bills are paid. I will improve the videos, and I will do a lot too for animals. Anyone that watches the channel or even knows me personally knows I am a cat fanatic. And so I already donate money to the ASPCA. I would love nothing more than to give more money to the ASPCA or even some smaller cat shelters or whatever. The dream would be, like, if I made a million subscribers on YouTube and I was making, like, I don't even know what you can make on YouTube, but, you know, you see these guys with millions of subscribers, they're making millions of dollars. If I were to be making like $50,000 a month in YouTube revenue or sponsors or whatever, you better bet your ass that I'm going to buy a piece of land here in Texas and I'm going to open up a fucking cat farm and I'm going to adopt every fucking cat that comes in my way. There are going to be acres and acres of felines everywhere. It's going to smell like ammonia for miles, and it will be my dream. And I'll ride on a horse. And I'll ride around with my herd of cats. I'll wrangle them in. You know, like when you we used to move cattle from one side of the country to the other. And you're like, we gotta move these cattle. We gotta move these heads of cattle to California, and they like get ahead of the herd. And I'd be out there with like some assless chaps on. No pants, no jeans. I don't wear jeans. I haven't worn jeans in probably, I don't even know how long, like since I was 20, probably. So it's been a while, and I only wear Dickies work pants, black Dickies work pants, if I wear pants. Otherwise, I just wear cargo camo shorts. But I will get some serious black leather assless chaps, and I will show ass. I'm going to get a horse with a padded seat, and I will ride around going, giddy up, yeah, herding the cats on my cat farm. I think that's the dream. That's the dream. And then if the money is all made for this cat farm from YouTube, then I will invite all of my subscribers once a year to a major party at the cat farm. It will be called the house that YouTube built, the farm that YouTube built. And you can see all the kitty cats that whose lives were saved thanks to your support on my channel. That's the dream. And then if, you know, God willing, I would love to be an actor. My whole life I've wanted to be an actor. And if this could lead me into some kind of connection to where I could get an audition for an honest to God movie role or TV role, I would move on to that because I love acting. I love theater. I love performing. Like I said, it's not about the money. It's never been about the money. I mean, even when I was broke, even when I was an alcoholic with no money, it would still never have been about the money. I've been like, and I'm good at not showing it to people, but I can be pretty insecure, and having people tell me that they like what I do, it's just a great feeling. It's like a drug to me. So thank you everyone again for that. And I'm sorry for rambling on. I just needed to get a show in here because you guys support me, and I promise you a show every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And in the past, I would be lazy about it and be like, oh, nobody's going to fucking care. But no, I'm not going to be lazy about it. And listeners, dear listeners, for those of you who struggle with weight loss, I just want you to know that that is something that I, of course, struggle with as well. And I've been thin my whole life, athletic, actually. And during the pandemic, well, let's see, the pandemic started, what, March of 20? And I quit drinking in October of 2020. And because of my extreme, I mean, I'm talking extreme alcoholism, I had to find something to replace it with, and that became sugar, and then eating as well. Now, it's amazing how fast your metabolism can go downhill in just a few years. You know, I was fine. I was eating. And I wasn't gaining weight. Then all of a sudden I was. I had become sedentary. I'd become stationary for a long time, to the point where I think I was actually getting atrophy in my legs. Like, no bullshit. Because during the pandemic, I was getting government checks, and I was having everything delivered. And I didn't leave the house for like fucking 6 months. I was having alcohol delivered. I was having cigarettes delivered. I was having food delivered. And I didn't get out of bed, and I got, honest to God, atrophy. I got out of bed one day, and I fell down, and I crashed into something. And it wasn't because of drinking. It was because my legs gave out, and I crashed into something like a bowl, and it shattered all over the kitchen floor. And I was like, okay, I got to do something about that. So I don't really know where I was going with that, but I'm sitting here checking the time because I really got to wrap this up. I am on a weight loss journey, and it's not like I'm saying it now and it starts right this second. I mean, like, for the last few days, I've been dieting. I bought a shitload of Fairlife chocolate protein shakes that were like the mega protein, 42 grams, which is way more than even this expensive shit that I've been buying that I actually have never really put to good use. But these things taste so good, and they're good meal supplements, and they give you, you know, if you want your, if you don't know this, if you want to kick start your metabolism, high doses of protein will make your body burn fat. So obviously meat has a lot of protein in it, but protein shakes, man, just like really, really get the protein in there. For me, man, when I start really like hitting the protein hard, I start losing pounds so fast. And of course you have to get good sleep. I do not. But when I do sleep, the weight, it's amazing. If you didn't know this, you lose 75% of the fat that you lose when you're dieting. You lose it through your lungs. I don't know if you knew that. I think I know myself personally, and probably most people think that when you're dieting, you lose weight probably through your ass, right? Like that you're shitting it out, you know, like the fat cells are coming out. That's not how it works. It burns through your lungs. It's expelled into the air 75%. So when you lose that 50-pound gut, it's going to have all come out through your mouth while you're asleep. And that's why when you work out, you need to get a lot of protein afterwards. And then when you get sleep, you need to sleep solid. And that's when you're going to lose weight. That's why it's the best time to weigh yourself is when you wake up in the morning, you know, you take a piss, or even take a dump if that's what you got to do. I mean, I take dumps sometimes where I swear it's going to be like 3 pounds off of me, but I don't think they really weigh that much. But yeah, weigh yourself first thing in the morning. Take off take off everything, your clothes, pee, get on the scale, and that's your measurement of what your actual weight is. And you'll see. After a good night of sleep, after really eating well, you want to get the calorie thing works, man. There's like no trick to losing weight. I've done it before and I'm going to do it again. You know, I have, because I'm so fat right now, like I can eat more calories than what people are supposed to eat a day. Like, for instance, the daily allowance is something like, I don't know, 2000 for a woman and maybe like 2500 for a man. Whereas just for me to maintain my weight at what I am and my height, 3,500 to maintain, to not lose weight, which means that I've been eating over 3,500 calories for a long time every day. And I know I have 2,900 calories for me to lose weight gradually, 2,100 calories for me to lose weight quickly. For the last 3 days, I have come in at about 1,000 calories. And right now, I just had a shake. And I feel like I'm going to pass out, you know, like someone who hasn't eaten in a long time. And I have, like yesterday, I ate great. You know, I had a big pastrami sandwich. But see, that's the great thing about cold cuts, man. They don't have shit when it comes to calories. So you could totally eat a lot of them. Beef jerky too, protein. You can eat like a half a pound of turkey. Okay, two slices of bread is 50 calories. The turkey's going to be like 300. You put some mustard on that, that's nothing. Okay, so then you've got a 400 calorie lunch, and you're going to be full all day. And then if you can stand it, have it again for dinner or have a shake. I mean, it's, if you just get far away from that sustainable calorie count, your body just starts to shed pounds. And I've been going to the gym. I worked out so hard the last 2 days that my arms feel like rubber. It is ridiculous. And I'm hurting, and I don't care. It hurts so good. And one last thing about my fat loss journey. I signed up with a guy named Josh Holyfield as a personal trainer. And he is 24 hours a day. He's at my beck and call to talk to. And he made up an exercise regimen specifically based on my weight, my experience with working out. And if he was paying me, I'd give you his information. But I had to pay for this, so I'm not giving out shit. But he wrote me up. I've got a 12-week plan. I've got my own app with him where we talk personally. And 12 weeks of training is coming up. So I just want to let you guys know, those of you who are still with me in this episode, for the next 12 weeks, starting Monday, because he is very day-specific and calendar-specific, and I have to take pictures of myself every Monday and save them onto the app to show my progress. I don't know why he wants them completely naked, but I didn't ask. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. I'm gonna take a picture with your shirt off so you can see your fat gut getting smaller. And I'm going to be one of those guys. Every time I go to the gym, there's always a guy taking a picture of himself in the mirror. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, right? In fact, when I went to the gym yesterday, I walk into the locker room and this dude is shirtless in front of the mirror and he's flexing and grunting. And I walk in and you think someone would stop doing that, right? Because he was alone before I walked in. I'm like, okay, he's not going to do that with me here. No, he fucking had no problem doing that here. The same way that old men have no problems walking around with their balls hanging out in the locker room like it's show and tell every fucking day. But anyway, I walk in, he's staring in the mirror, he's looking at himself, and he's like, "Huh," and he's doing that fucking, you know, like pumping the fists in towards his stomach and flexing every part of his body. And I'm like, bro, I wanted to be like, yeah, save some ass for the rest of us, man. Save some pussy for the rest of the world there, tough guy. Stop showing off. But I got a 12-week thing coming up starting Monday, and I wanted to just let you guys know that I'm going to keep you updated on my progress. I don't want to tell you what I weigh right now because it's embarrassing, but I do want to tell you that I have a goal, and that goal is 200. And for my height, that's exactly like 200 at 6'2 will make me very thin. So I'm probably thinking more like 220, you know, get some muscle while I'm at it. So that's it. I got to wrap it up. And thanks, guys, for listening. This is Fat Guy Loves Cake. You can reach me at fatguylovescake@yahoo.com. Or if you're looking to reach me because of the YouTube channel, that's don'tcallmewhite@myyahoo.com. And I will see you guys on Friday. Everybody have a wonderful hump day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there we go.